Hey, it's Sharon, your guitar guide, helping you find your sound. Today I'm going to show you an easier way to play a boogie-woogie using the 1-4-5 chord progression. Coming up. So we're all familiar with this boogie-woogie riff in A. So if we want to bring that down the neck, and we don't want to kill our fingers by stretching them out like this. If you're doing that for 4 or 5 minutes, your hand's going to get tired. So let me show you an easy boogie-woogie riff. Come down here to the 7th fret. And we're going to bar the 5th and 4th string. Pick it twice. Then with your 2nd and 3rd finger, we're coming up to the 6th string. Pick the 8th fret and the 9th fret. Then, keeping your fingers barred across the 5th and 4th string, pick the 5th string. So we're... We want to pick the 10th fret, 5th string. 9th fret, 5th string. We're actually picking it twice. So now, what we want to do is move everything down a string. Now we're barring the 4th and 3rd string on the 7th fret. Pick it twice. We're going to do the same thing. Using your 2nd and 3rd finger, pick the 8th and 9th fret of the 5th string. And then pick the 4th string open. Then we're going to use our pinky on the 10th fret of the 4th string. Pick it twice. 9th fret of the 4th string with your 3rd finger. So it sounds like this. Then we want to come back up. So now we're barring the 5th and the 4th string at the 7th fret. It was just what we did before. Then we're going to come over here to the 9th fret. And we're going to bar the 4th and 3rd string. So we're barring the 4th and 3rd string at the 9th fret. We're picking it twice. The 2nd and 3rd finger, we're going to pick on the 5th string, the 10th and 11th fret. On the 4th string, pick it with your pinky. You're going to pick twice the 12th fret on the 4th string. Then we're moving to the 11th fret using your 3rd finger. Pick it twice. Then we come back down to the 7th fret on the same 4th and 3rd string. Just move up 2 frets. So here's what it sounds like. Then to end it off, we go back to the 9th fret, barring the 4th and 3rd string. The best way I can describe that is you're picking it for 6 picks. And then you want to play the 11th fret, 4th string. So there you go. If you like this video, can you press the like button? Leave me a comment. I'd love to know, what is your favorite guitar? Leave me a comment and let me know. Maybe it's an acoustic or an electric. I'd love to know. And I'll see you over at yourguitarguide.com. Thanks.